He is risen.
He is risen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text for the resurrection of our Lord comes from our gospel reading of Matthew. So the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? Tell me where it is, because I don't see it. Is it with Jesus hanging on the cross? Is that where it is? When he was dying in pain and agony, with nails in his hands and feet, a crown of thorns upon his head, when a spear was driven into his side. Perhaps that's the victory that you boast about. Surely it didn't look for him, I'll give you that, blood and sweat and tears and trembling. He did cry out, he did give up his spirit, he did declare it is finished, and then he breathed his last. So is that the victory that you claim right there on the cross? For there is a victory there, to be sure, the strangest victory that the world has ever seen, but that victory is not yours. You cannot claim it. But perhaps you mean that whole sin thing. Perhaps that's what you want to lord over him. You think that is going to win you the day. You have it right when you say the wages of sin is death. And there, Jesus hung dead. He hung dead because on him were the sins of all of the world. Every last one of them, from the Garden of Eden till the end of time. All of them upon him, his shoulders, his head. And because of that, he died. The correct punishment meted out upon the man who held the sins of the world. And more than that, he became sin. At that moment, he was sin. And so you came for him, death. It was your right. You could do no other. He had to die. There was no other option, no other choice. And so you came and claimed your prize, the God of the universe, dead in your arms. Is that what you mean by victory? The law says you're right. But there's another word to that story. That word is the gospel. He was a perfect sacrifice. Perfect because he was without blemish. And without blemish because he fulfilled the law. Do you think that you won the day then? Oh, death, I almost pity you. But maybe it's the grave. The cold and dead place of hollowed out stone. Maybe it was the burial shroud that you placed him in. Maybe it was the giant stone that you rolled in front of the tomb. Maybe it was the guards that you placed there, making sure that none of his disciples would steal away his body in the middle of the night and pretend that he was alive. Was it all of those things? Because they seemed to tell a pretty good story. They seemed to prove your claim of victory, almost louder than a silent dead man hanging from a tree. So death, is that why you boast like you do? The grave is quite compelling. Dead men don't rise from the dead. They stay dead. They have to. They must. They can do no other. Except, of course, for Lazarus. Did you forget about him? And Jairus' daughter and the widow's son from Nain. What do you say about all of them? Ah, but that doesn't matter. You had the man who raised them from the dead in your grasp. Surely that was enough. Surely that was plenty of proof to claim the victory that you shout from the rooftops. Or is your victory in Christ's descent into hell? Is that where you laugh in glee? Because you shouldn't, you know. In hell he preached a sermon of his own, one that made the demons tremble with fear, one that made Satan cower in the darkness. On the cross, Jesus claimed victory over sin, and he paid the price for all of them. Every last sin nailed there, paid for completely in the sight of God. But sin had no more victory than the demons did when Jesus went into their home, which he prepared for them, and placed his foot directly on the devil's head. It's weird, death, I know. His body still lay in the tomb. You must have thought that even though he defeated sin and the devil, he surely couldn't defeat you. You're the final enemy, the one that appears to be greater than all the others. Were you quite sure of your victory even then, on that Saturday when Jesus lay deathly silent in your grave? Or did you know that he was coming for you too? Tell me truly, O death, where is this victory that you scream about? As we lie in our own graves, as our bodies waste away in the ground, where is this victory that you whisper into our ears as we take our last and final breath? Do you think that it is yours? Is that why you attack us like you do? I know it must be confusing for you. You see suffering every day. And every single day we come this much closer to meeting you. You remind mothers that there you are every time they wipe their baby's nose, every time they muffle cries with their breasts, every single time that they bandage up skinned knees and mend broken bones. And you cause husbands to remember that there you are every time that they have to sit there with their wife in the hospital room, every time wives drive their husbands to chemo, every time that you remind spouses that their loved ones or their spouses have to remind their loved ones who they are and where they are because their minds are all warbled far beyond once they once were. Sure, death, you do your worst. And surely you must get a little bit out of joy out of every single car accident, every bomb that explodes, every virus that spawns. I know that you like the sound of wailing tears and muffled cries at all of the funerals that you attend. And I'm sure that you're proud that every day wives bury their husbands and fathers bury their daughters and sons bury their mothers and friends bury their friends. Is that why you seem so daunting? Because each day people welcome you into their homes as the most unwelcomed guest there ever was? Are all of these and many more the reason why you lie to us and tell us that the victory is yours? You know nothing, O death. Need I remind you that Jesus is no longer in the grave? Surely you're aware that he burst forth from your icy grip all those years ago. The grave could not hold him. Your stone was rolled away. The clothes of death were neatly folded and placed in a corner in the most mocking of ways, saying that they will never be worn again. You do remember that all the guards fainted like dead men as the angel stood before them, and the ground shook because it could not hold the Lord of life. Death, with joy I tell you that Jesus is risen. Body and soul, he is risen. Man and God, he is risen. Not only that, he's ascended as well. Ascended into the heavens in his perfect body that still bears the marks of the cross. Perfect in life, perfect in death, perfect in burial, perfect in resurrection and ascension too. He's not yours. You have no victory over him. He's alive. And all things, even you, O death, are placed under his feet. You are his footstool. You are his slave. He holds the victory over you. And surely you know what that means. I know that you do. Because he lives, so do we. His victory is our victory. His life is our life. His death is our death. His resurrection is ours too. You have no victory, not even over us. We have the promise of the resurrection, even right now, even here today. Oh, I know that you want us to think differently. I know that you will continue to speak your lies into our ears, continue to play that sham of a game, saying that you're the conquering foe. I know that you will still get to show up at funerals and still lay heavy over cemeteries. I know that you'll still puff out your chest as we weep for our loved ones. That you'll still try to frighten us as we lay on our deathbeds. I know that you'll still do all of this, but you've been undone. All of your might, all of your power, completely undone in Christ, and he gives that victory to us, every single last bit of it. So have your day in the sun, O death, for soon you will come completely unraveled. Even now you're fading away. For just like each and every single day brings us closer to you, each and every single day brings you closer to the last and final day where you will be swallowed up forever. How embarrassing for you, O death. Your tombs are but resting places for us. Our Lord sanctifies even our graves and uses them to keep our bodies in peaceful sleep until the last day. So how does it feel now that God has made you his enemy, you our enemy, that he has made you an instrument for our eternal good? You're nothing more than a portal from the suffering of this life to God's glories eternal. You don't even get to keep our bodies because you couldn't keep his. You'll have to give them up, and we will be body and soul with our Lord, and you will be our footstool because you're his. Goodness, in Christ, even this day, you are our footstool. So go on, death. Tell us to be afraid. Our Lord has a better word for us. He tells us not to be afraid, not to be afraid of even you. And our Lord's word is greater than yours because he is greater than you. Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? It's gone. It has been given to Christ and given to us. Death, you are dead. I am not afraid. He is risen.